Colorado. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, the Bell and Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. You stay here with us. We're going to educate you today because we educate and advocate at Bell and Pollack, and we do it for you. We want you to have the information you need and the information you want and the information you need to protect yourself and your family. We've been doing this for years. This isn't some new fad with us. We've been doing this for years. You know, we have our morning Saturday show on KHOW, 1 hour long, and we do that as a community public service. I think we've done that over 25 years. We've done, I can't tell you how many radio shows trying to inform you on injury subjects. We are injury lawyers. We're glad to do it. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? Championsofthepeople.com. We have 10 books there, 10 books, and they're all free. And they're on different injury subjects, each one of them. And you can have them. Just go down to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy anytime you want, free. Or if you want a hard copy, just call our law firm or just drop by our law firm. And if you drop by our law firm right now, we're doing the podcast right now. You can just come right in, and you can join our podcast, right? So championsofthepeople.com, the books are there, the information is there, and we're glad to do it. Now, we've got a special subject this week. We're trying to help moms and dads, and we're trying to help teens, what we call prom night and graduation, high school graduation. Prom night and high school graduation, because a lot of things can happen, and you don't want them to happen. You want to avoid them, and we all know that, but we're going to give you the law. We're going to give you the legal breakdown, and we do this show as a service to you. We've already done one on alcohol. So we've got one show on prom night and graduation night on alcohol, mom and dad's responsibilities, teenager responsibilities. Hey, you teens, we're talking to you. We're talking to you. We're talking to mom. We're talking to dad. And maybe your caretaker, maybe Uncle Joe. We're talking to the people making decisions in your lives. What about this, mom? Think about this. Come on. You got a senior graduating from high school, and he says, come on, mom, I'm going to have some people over. Just some friends, really good people. They're good guys and gals. They won't get any trouble. Let's have some beer. Let's have a kegger. So that was covered in our first show on moms, dads, teens, alcohol, and prom night and graduation night. And right now we're talking about dope. We're talking about weed. We're talking about Mary Jane in the old days. We're talking about marijuana in Colorado, right? And we're talking about your teenagers. And we're going to talk to mom and dad, and we're going to talk to you teenagers too. So listen up. As we used to say in the military, listen up, because this can save you a whole lot of grief. Okay, Brad, let's talk about the fact that you got minors, okay, when we covered that with alcohol. Now we've got dope, now we've got weed, now we've got vaping, and you can't just sit by on prom night and let it happen when you're the responsible adult, and you can't just sit by on graduation, high school graduation night, and just let it happen. And by the way, before Brad puts in his part, I want to tell you this applies to any night. We call it prom night, graduation night. It could be next summer. It could be any night. It could be Easter celebration. It could be anything. So we don't want anybody to get in trouble. Brad, let's kick it off on marijuana, dope, and weed.
Well, marijuana, dope, and weed is all the same. And, you know, if you're a parent giving access of any of this to your kids or to any underage persons, you know, dope might be the best way to describe you. So please pay attention to that very carefully. You know, the dope is giving dope out, and that's what it would be. If you're allowing it to be used, you're a dope. And, you know, and if you think you can allow it to be used and they're just going to stay within my house, you still have some potential liability when the kid goes home and is talking to a parent. And the parent all of a sudden says, you were doing that at so-and-so's house, and their parents were home, and they knew you were doing it, and, you know, you're going to get yourself in even bigger trouble. So and let any of them leave the house and go get into a crash. And I defy anybody to say they know when the levels of marijuana that somebody has in them is a level that is constitutes safe driving. Let them go out and get out in a crash and hurt somebody, then you know you're going to be in trouble. So the bottom line is that if you're at the point where you're saying I'm going to let them participate or partake in the use of a drug at my house, and I'm just going to hold on to them and make sure they spend the night. You're a fool. You can't do it. That's all I can say. You can't do it.
Your mom, dad, you're not going to do this. And your teenagers, you know, have respect for your mom and dad. Don't put them in this position. Just don't do it. And it's so easy to say don't do it. But let's, first of all, Brad, let's establish the, if you're of age, let's establish the legal limit is 5 nanograms of active Delta-9 THC per milliliter. 5 nanograms. It's harder. It's more difficult for an adult to distinguish between somebody that's high and impaired on weed, marijuana, drugs, than on alcohol. It's harder, not impossible. And when this first came out and became legal in Colorado approximately 10 years ago, it was hard to there was no really basic statute covering nanograms and covering legal limits and illegal limits. But mom, dad, you teens, understand one thing. When you're underage, those limits don't apply. It's illegal. It is illegal. You can't say, "Well, I had less than 5 nanograms." It's illegal. Let's get a current status of the law. Under federal law, even today in Colorado and the other 23 states that have followed suit to allow weed, marijuana in their states, it is under federal law. It is illegal still. You know, if you ever listen to the United States Attorney speak on weed, cannabis, right? You ever hear them speak? The first thing they will tell you is that it is illegal under federal law. Now let's talk about how we're going to enforce this, right? So you need to understand that. And Brad, let's talk about you can be responsible for a felony. Hello, Mom, Dad, did we wake you up? Brad, let's talk about the felony convictions.
Well, it is a felony. I mean, you know, I don't know a whole lot more to talk about. You're talking about a felony for anyone to give or sell or share marijuana or marijuana concentrate with anyone under the age of 21, period. The level of felony depends on how much weed concentrate the adult gives the teens, and a lot of times you're not going to know if you're, as an adult, you may not know. If it's less than 1 ounce of marijuana or 1/2 ounce of concentrate, it's a level 4 felony.
A level four.
That means 6 months to 1 year in jail and $1,000 fine for handing that marijuana or that weed over to somebody. And don't think you don't have parents and you don't have people who are dead set against you distributing this. Don't think, oh, they all think like me and it's okay. I smoked weed back when I was 16, and so there's no problem with everybody else smoking weed now. And, you know, the vape pens, it's almost impossible to know, except for one of those kids picks up a vape pen and puts it in their pocket, and they go home, and next thing you know, a parent is finding it and saying, what is this and what are you doing? And you're putting yourself in a huge hole. And if it's over 6 ounces, that's level 2 drug felony.
No, level 2 felony, mom, dad, teens.
That's against the parents. That's against the persons who supplied the product. You know, think about it. You're asking for a problem when you start handing this out. And you know, as a parent, when they're in your house, when you got these teens in your house, if you have underage, and that's 18 and under, under 18. The one thing you want to do to begin with is say there will be no vaping in my house. No vaping. Don't take the chance that you have somebody under the age of 18 that's vaping. Now understand, for marijuana, for weed, they got to be 21. But, you know, if you're going to allow any kind of vaping, for gosh sakes, be smart enough to say, if I've got anybody under 18, it ain't happening.
Brad, what are you going to do? Put a bulletin board, a tack board in your kitchen, and say, "Well, let me see the age for you want to be the cannabis queen, the cannabis king? Is that what you want to be? You know, and all this legal liability. Hey, or I've got a cork board up here. I'm going to put a matrix up here now. So if you're under 18, you can't do this. If you're between 18 and 21, you can do this, but no vaping. And then you can do marijuana. I want to tell you what the statute says. Brad just hit upon it. There, I'm going to quote. It is a felony for anyone to give, sell, or share. Hello? Give, sell, or share, or induce the environment to allow it to happen.
And, you know, so you got these kids coming over, and you've got a nice basement set up with some nice things to watch, you know, for videos or video or to play video games, and you got maybe a pool table over here or one of those the hockey games over there, and you got a nice situation to sit down there. The kids can go down, and they can go and enjoy themselves, and you got a place where you got a little bar that's filled with sodas and stuff, because you've been smart enough to take the alcohol and go lock it up in a closet.
Yeah, listen to our first podcast, right?
So you've got the alcohol locked away, and then you go downstairs and you see somebody vaping. It's time to call your son and daughter. Maybe it's time to go straight to the person vaping and say, you can't vape here. You got to stop. Stop that. And if anybody else is vaping, you can leave. And that's what you got to do. You can leave. Now, if they've been vaping and you don't know what they're vaping, you don't know. There are so many flavors of tobacco that can be in that vape pen, it'll shock you to what's there. So you don't know what they're vaping anyway. So, but can you just close your eyes to it and go, well, they're vaping. Came upstairs. I don't know anything about it.
Right. And, Brad, you may not even want them to tell them to leave because you don't know what their level of exposure was at that point in time. You might as well just take all the apparatus away from them and make them stay, period, and call the responsibles, mom, dad, or whatever. I mean, you might want to do that.
So you may want to have some specific rules and make sure they know when they come in. So how do you make sure they know when they come in? So you look at them and you go, okay, here's a piece of paper of all the rules you've got. If you've got a vape pen, check it at the door. You know, and of course, they're going to just unload their vape pens.
Well, we're kind of laughing, but that may not be out of the question. I mean, I'm telling you, you've got to have some rules, and you got to have some enforceability and responsibility.
Yeah, you need to establish and have people understand what you're doing. And you know, you can try and leave some of this onto the teenager. And if the teenager is 18, at which point they can be vaping, but if they're at under age 18, you've got to hope your teenager is strong enough to say that doesn't happen in my house,
or tells the mom and dad
don't do it. Yeah, or tells the mom and dad.
Okay.
At which point you place a big problem. So you got 10, 12 people over, and you got one person who's decided to bring a vape pen in, and they're underage. You got to stop that.
You have to stop it. Okay, we're going to teach you next, contributing to the delinquents of a minor. First of all, we taught you about felonies. Okay, it's a felony. I mean, what? And it stays on your record, and it stays on your teen's record forever. It could affect jobs in the future, admission to universities, admission to institutions of higher living, vocational efforts, training institutes. Think about this, right? Okay, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Here's what the statute in Colorado says, right? Anybody, any person, that's you, hello, that's you, mom, dad, teens, any person who induces AIDS, hear it? Induces AIDS or encourages a child under the age of 18 to violate any state or federal law. Well, federal law, cannabis, you can be the king of cannabis, it's illegal under federal law. I don't care. You can stand on your head in a courtroom and say it's legal under Colorado law. It is illegal under federal law. And anybody that AIDS induces or encourages the use of, for anybody under 18 to violate a federal or state statute is guilty of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Here comes some more charges. Here comes some more felonies thrown your way. You don't want that. Brad, your take on this whole thing.
My take is don't do it. You know, my take is, once again, if you see somebody in your house or on your property, I don't care if they're in the backyard, I don't care if they're playing a game back there, I don't care if they're playing volleyball, I don't care what they're doing. If you see somebody doing that, vaping, and for sure if you see them using weed, then you've got to decide how big a dope you want to be. Because being a dope is just walking away from that and allowing it, because you're just waiting to have a problem come get you.
Can't tell you how many theories of liability, how many ways lawyers can sue you for the damage or destruction or injuries that your teens or the people that you allow to do this, if they cause it and you're on the hook for it and you're committing a felony, but you also have civil liability. I'm not going to go through the details of each one, but there's the family car doctrine. That applies. Somebody writes a car. Okay, family car doctrine. There's lots of ins and outs of that, but it's there. Okay, there's negligence, the theories of negligence. There's allowing your teen to break laws when they're driving or impaired. That's separate. There's malicious and willful property damage. There's punitive damages. Brad and I could go on and on. So,
a lot of that is not covered by insurance.
Not covered by insurance.
So if you want to start having your wages garnished, if you want to start having a judgment against you, if you want to start having somebody checking into how much equity you've got in your house so they can take advantage of the equity when they say, well, we'll get a judgment and foreclose on your house. And if you don't think there are lawyers that will do that, you've made a big mistake, because they will. Because the lawyers are sitting there with somebody who's hurt very badly. And they're hurt because a minor was high and decided to go out and drive their car. And they got high at your place. And you got the minor's parents who are saying, we would have never allowed our child to come to your house if we thought you were doing that. So we're going to go after you because our minor's now in trouble. And you've got the person that the minor hurt coming after you because the minor doesn't have anything, but you darn certainly do. And so they're gonna come after you. You cannot do it, period.
Look, we've done a lot of minor cases. We've done a lot of injury cases. We're injury lawyers. You know that. We're not talking to you for empty rhetoric. If some parents came to us and said, here's my 16-year-old daughter, and she was injured, and she's not going to walk, we're coming after you. Is that just that simple? So, if you don't want guys like Gary and Brad hunting you down legally, then don't do it, right? And we're going to talk directly to you teenagers in just a second. This is part of your show, too. We call it prom night and graduation, high school graduation night, but it can apply to any night, any day of your life, and it can ruin your life. And so there's all kinds of these theories of liability where we're going to do it. We're going to come after you. What do you think entry lawyers like Brad and Gary, what do you think they do when somebody comes in and says, here's my 16-year-old daughter, and here she's just been mangled? What do you think we're going to do? Just say, okay, well? Or we're just going to go halfway at it? No. No. We're going to go full bore. And that's what this message is about. That's what Bell and Pollock is trying to warn you about right now. Okay, Brad, let's switch over to the teens. Now we're going to talk to you teenagers. Mom and Dad, you stay right there. Don't you move. We're going to talk to you teenagers right now. So, minor in possession, federal law, cannabis is illegal, okay? But if you're a minor in a possession, if you're trying to buy, if you're trying to carry, sell, use pot, cannabis, you face a minor in possession charge, you're going to lose your driver's license, and there's going to be criminal charges.
And you're going to have a record now. It's going to be something on the record that's going to say you have that problem. So when you start getting your mind back together and start maturing and realizing that you've got a future, that you're 16 or 17 and know you're not going to die tomorrow, you're going to be alive for a long time, and you want to start getting quality jobs, or you want to start getting into quality college, or you want to start getting your foot in the door, you're going to be constantly trying to explain what went on with that criminal record that you have. Now, you know, do a lot of people say, okay, we'll look the other way because you were 17 and you were using marijuana? Yeah. But you have a lot of people who are going to say, wait a minute. You were using marijuana at 17, now you're 21, how do I know you're not using it now? How do I know that's not something you're doing? Because as much as alcohol is a scary thing for businesses, saying people might come under the influence of alcohol, they might get up in the mornings and start their morning off with a couple of shots rather than coming in with a cup of coffee, It's so much harder to detect the fact that somebody may be high on some type of weed or some some type of illegal substance.
That's what we said at the beginning. But look, look, you're a minor in possession. You buy, sell, carry, inherit, steal. You're going to get charged, and it's going to affect your life. And let's paint this picture. Let's say you're doing really good in school. You got your good grades. You want to go to a high-level college. You want to go to college. Your mom and dad are supporting you, and then they're behind you. And you want to go, let's say you want to go to an Ivy League school, right? So you're going to have to go out of state and live in a dorm. You think they're going to put somebody in their dorm with a history of this? That's just one factor. You think somebody's going to employ you with this? You're going to be employed if you have a felony? You're going to be employable when you have this on your record? It's a record. The record doesn't go away. And by the way, you teens, listen up. Hello, come on. Look at me. Look at me. It's illegal to smoke it. It's illegal to vape it. And it's illegal to eat it in an edible. And let me tell you, let me give you a laundry list of places you cannot do that at. You say, well, I'll just eat it. Parks, amusement parks, sidewalks, it's illegal. Restaurants, ski resorts, common areas of condominiums, you can't do it, right? Businesses, concerts. So you're putting your future at risk by doing all this. Brad, let's talk a little bit about DUI and DWAI as it applies to the cannabis queen and the cannabis king or the user. You're going to get whacked.
Yeah, and if you don't think it happens, you know, oh, my friend got away with it, or I've gotten away with it, or all sorts of people get away with it, I can tell you on any given day, you can go down to the courthouse, and if they have the proceedings open, if they're a minor, they may not, but you can go down to the courthouse, and you can find the court full of young adults who have gotten, as you say, whacked.
Yeah.
And are in court because they did this. And their parents are with them. And, you know, like we've said, the only question you really got is, are the parents with them as defendants in the case, or the parents with them as parents of the defendant? Because their parents are with them, and they're trying to explain to a judge what went on, and they're saying, gee, we don't want to live with the consequences of this. We don't want to live with what it did to us. You know, and it's so hard to stop and think that through when you're a 15-year-old teenager.
Well, it really is, but, you know, the arresting officer you don't even have to be above the legal limit. If the arresting officer believes you're impaired, you're done. And they go after a blood test. You know, they don't have to use a breathalyzer like they do an alcohol test. We're talking about weed, cannabis here. They do a blood test. And do you know what they can tell from the blood test? Hello, look at me. They can tell not only if you've been smoking and using today, but how much? How much? Even hours ago. And the record is going to create with you. And some people say to us, well, I could just get my record expunged later. Not so much. Not so much. Brad, many times it's denied to be expunged. And that means if it's not expunged, it's with you for the rest of your life. And when you're 53 years old and what you did at 17, now you're listening. I know you are. When you're 53 and what you did at 17 is still affecting you at 53 years old, you're going to think about it. So why don't you think about it right now?
And the problem is 15, 16, 17-year-olds a lot of times don't think through it, and that's why you need parent intervention at times. As far as the teenagers, and young adults, they've got to realize that when they're on their own, they have fought like crazy to get the independence to be able to use the car and be able to drive somewhere and go to a party. They fought like crazy to be able to attend a party that the parents are going, I don't know, you might be too young. You're only 15 years old. Oh, I got my friend who's 17, or I got my big brother or sister who's 17 to watch after me. So let me go. And you fight so hard to go to the party, and you say, don't worry, I won't do anything stupid. And then you walk in, and the first thing you do is you put a beer in your hand, and you get a vape pen in your hand, and you start vaping, and you're drinking the beer, and you just want a sign that goes off in big letters that says, you are stupid, But, you know, parents, if they've come to your house, you need to be looking and making sure that none of that's going on.
And it's not okay if you just say stop. You need to determine what happened before you said stop. I'm going to ask you teenagers one more question. Maybe later, if you want to go to school or vocational training or anything like that, you might want some financial aid. And if you apply for financial aid and they see your record, you might not get it on that very factor right there. All right, you're listening to Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. This is a different kind of podcast for us. This is built for the moms and dads and the teens. We did one on alcohol. Now we do one on cannabis, weed, marijuana, in the old days, Mary Jane, whatever you want to call it. Whatever it is in your group these days. Okay? We're talking to you. And we don't want you to get in trouble. We want you to live happy, healthy lives. We want you to be successful. We want you to go on in life. So don't make the mistake. Just don't make the mistake. Think about it. Use your head. If you're a graduating senior, you got a head. Right? You got a brain. You can think about this. You know how to find graduation? You know how to find your graduation outfit? You know how to find your girlfriend tonight? Then you got a brain. You can figure it out.
And let's get it straight. 21 for drinking and for drugs and for weed. 21. 18 for vaping device. Remember that. Those are your ages. If you got a vaping device, you can be 18, but it better be just regular tobacco in there.
Right.
It better not have any weed in there. If you got weed or alcohol, it's 21, folks. That's what it is.
All right, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our information is there. We're glad to do this show for you. We hope if we save somebody, one person, we hope we saved a lot, but if we save one, that's fantastic, okay? We're ahead of the ball game. This is going to be posted on our website. Our other podcasts are posted on our website. And we do it for you because we are the champions of the people. And we will see you next week.